Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 49.
Hello everyone, this is Nard.
And this is a very lucky to be alive ex-Calibear.
Yep, he's alive, guys.
Thank you everybody for all your kind words and thoughts out there. It's been getting me through a lot. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been, we'll talk about that a bit later. So what happened to you and what have you been doing the whole night?
I've been recuperating. I've been watching lots of television. Of course, Sunday was the closing ceremonies of the Olympics, and my God, Whitney Houston, what can I say? If that girl does think that crack is whack, she needs to really put that pipe down, because she's looking awful. She's looking so awful. I mean, I don't like dissing Whitney Houston, because I like Whitney Houston, but goddamn, woman, leave the crack alone. She came out in like this fur thing. I don't know what the hell it was, and she's trying to sing, and she's got this raspy voice now.
Okay.
And I'm like, going, that's not sexy. Like, she gets up there on stage, and she's like, because the gray.
Oh, God.
She sang the crack of all is now inside of me. No. You know, God, no.
The greatest crack.
That woman needs some help. She really does. Please, Whitney, don't let your career end this way.
I know.
Been suffering through that, and I have to chime in. I've been watching, you know, American Idol, and I just have to say that Taylor Hicks, the gray-haired guy, I know there's a lot of people in this nation who likes him. He needs to go. I'm sorry, but white people are just not that soulful, okay?
Okay.
He bothers me. He irks me. He's Joe Cockering too much when he's up there singing, moving around and everything. I'm just like going, dude, turn it down. This is American Idol, not the Commitments audition, okay?
But how about Sway? You don't like Sway.
Sway's okay, you know, but he doesn't really stand out. The two people that really need to go is Taylor Hicks and Bucky Covington, that white trash, blonde-haired looking guy. He needs to go. He needs to go. So, I mean, we're taping this on Wednesday night, and Thursday night is the results show. So hopefully by the time this does post, at least Bucky will be gone.
Yeah.
And another person that needs to go is that Brenna Gethers, that bitch from hell, who has Simon Cowell's attitude. Oh, get her out of here right now. Last night she butchered Donna Summers, and I'm sorry, that's unforgivable. That's absolutely unforgivable. She got up there trying to sing Last Dance, and she's just like, it's the last thing!
What? I don't think that's good. Like, to sing in American Idol.
She was horrible. She was absolutely horrible. She made bad people at karaoke go, you fucking suck. And she's just horrible. She needs to go. She really, her and her attitude just needs to get out of here.
Oh, goodness.
Now, my four favorites so far, actually, the two guys that I like are Elliot Yaman and Ace Young. Those are my two favorites. And for the women, my two favorites are Paris Bennett and, of course, Mandisa. I absolutely love Mandisa. I'm glad, you know, the big girl's out there and showing off her stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike is biased because he likes Sway, because, you know, he's Filipino, and so he's biased. I haven't seen it at all either. So
he wants a taste of that lumpia.
Yeah, that's right. Very big lumpia, I guess.
Well, he's got that, you know, he's got that Filipino cub look going for him. So
yeah.
And he is from South San Francisco, so.
Oh, it's your neck of the woods.
He's from my neck of the woods, yes.
Well, that you've been doing, me, I've been spending the whole night cleaning and stuff and watching Smallville. That's what I've been...
Oh, dear God. Yeah, you and your Smallville in obsession.
I like it, you know. Somebody shave me.
Okay, Nation, I'm about ready to reveal a dirty little secret of Maynard here.
What?
Maynard actually sits there and fantasizes about whether or not Clark Kent, since he's from another planet, is circumcised or uncircumcised.
Yeah. I've been wondering, guys, if you're listening to this, what do you guys think? Is Clark Kent cut or uncut?
He's a fucking alien.
He said, does it matter? Makes you wonder, does he have any...
I don't think they believe in circumcision in the planet of Krypton. I mean, who knows what his genitalia looks like down there? You know, it could look like, you know, the creature from Tremors. You never know.
I've always wondered. I just realized that, you know. So
who knows? Maybe the men from Krypton have pussies. You know, you don't know. You don't know what's down there.
Makes me wonder. Yeah, that's what's keeping me busy tonight, yeah. Smallville. And that's about
he sits
it.
There with a jar of Vaseline while watching Smallville.
So last week you got to meet the greatest podcasters of all.
Don and Drew, yes.
Don and Drew. So tell me what happened.
Oh God, the whole experience is an emotional roller coaster for those who don't know. Let's start with the good news and let's go with the bad news and then let's go with some more good news. Mm-hmm. The good news is I had one hell of a time. We met up at a place called the 21st Amendment in San Francisco, which was like a microbrewery pub/restaurant. And we had this whole upper mezzanine area reserved for us. And it was this nice little party. And I get there, and something very shocking happens. Here's all these people that are there, Don and Drew and all the listeners and various other, you know, people who are part of the message board and stuff, and when they realize who I am, they literally do mental backflips. I'm like, oh my God, you're Fag Fan Roy, and start smothering me and everything, and Don literally jumped on top of me, and I was just like, okay, no, you're not going to turn me. No. But it was an incredible experience. I got to meet Nick Starr, and I got to meet Moon Girl, and I got to meet all sorts of fans. And
Adam Curry.
I got to meet Adam Curry. Yes, Adam Curry was actually there, and my God, he's a tall man in person.
Really? As
he's very tall, and from a side profile, he looks like a blonde Howard Stern. So,
oh, yeah.
But
I've seen him blonde, yeah. I guess he's blonde, yeah. But I saw him in one video by Madge Weinstein, yeah.
He's actually a very nice guy. Adam Curry is a very nice guy. I was very surprised with how down-to-earth he is. But Don and Drew, most of all, oh, my God, Don and Drew are my buddies now. They absolutely are. I mean, we bonded in a way. We were like the Trinity of Terror now. They were so much fun to hang around with. They were so much fun to talk with and just chill. And I mean, absolute wonderful people. I had such a blast meeting with them and meeting with Bay Area fans and actually meeting with fans that flew all around the nation just to be there for this meetup.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of overwhelming. I was, you know, taking pictures with people, and I was actually signing a few autographs. And
you were signing autographs?
I was signing autographs. Yes, it was kind of it was bizarre.
You're a celebrity. Like, my God.
I'm a mediocre celebrity, I guess.
Mediocre celebrity.
But the greatest part was, of course, handing the video over to Don and Drew.
And oh, goodness.
They got so excited, especially when they realized that the version that I gave them is known as the deeper, wetter cut.
Uh-huh.
And they
tell the listeners what DVD it was.
It was the movie Bear Paws from Cyber Bears, and you can get the deeper, wetter cut, or the director's cut, as it's also known, at www.w69f.com. That's the only place you can get the director's cut. You can't buy it in the stores because it's too extreme.
Mm-hmm.
But they got the extreme version, and they're going to be showing it to their father.
Oh, goodness. Showbiz Dad. I want
to
see
it. Show it to Showbiz Dad and force him to review it. And I suggested that they should have a secret camera set up to tape his reactions. Yeah, I can't wait till that. But all in all, we had an absolute blast that night, and I can say that I now personally know Don and Drew, and we're constantly in communications with each other. Actually, well, we're in communications, you know, just because we finally met each other and everything. But we have been in communications with each other over something else that happened, and unfortunately, with the good news comes the bad news.
Yeah, you told. Share it to our listeners what happened.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know by now, I was the victim on Friday night of a mugging.
Mm-hmm.
I was mugged, and on my way home, I was let off at a bus station near Hilltop Mall. Unfortunately, it doesn't go all the way to my house at night.
Of course, this was at Richmond?
This was in Richmond, yes.
Okay.
And so that meant I had to walk the rest of the way home. And I've done this before. I've never had any problems before. But then again, this is Richmond, and this is a city that you can't trust. And mm-hmm. I managed to walk in front of a restaurant, and 18s out of nowhere came out. And all I know is...
Eight teenagers,
because it had to be the same guys, because I saw them standing on the street in front of the Century Theaters that was here. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking, and the next thing you know, I feel this giant bash in the back of my head. I don't know if it was caused by their fist or their feet or if it was a weapon or what, but it completely knocked my glasses off to the ground, and it actually knocked me to the ground as well. They ripped my iPod off of me, demanded my wallet, and then proceeded to literally kick the living shit out of me. Kicking me, stomping on me, jumping up in the air and landing on top of me with their feet. I'm laying there covering my head because for some reason they felt like they really needed to assault my head. Mm-hmm. And I'm laying there, and I'm screaming for help, and I'm screaming at these guys, okay, I get the point. I literally said that. I was like, I get the point. You know, you got what you needed. Fortunately, there was somebody, it was late at night. It was 11:30, and I thought, I'm doomed. You know, I'm laying there, and I'm like, I'm doomed. There's nobody around. I'm doomed. But fortunately, there was somebody in the restaurant still there, an employee.
That's good.
And he came running out and screamed that he called the police. And when he said that, of course, made all the kids run.
Were you bleeding or anything? No.
I was bleeding from the nose, yes. They didn't break my nose, but they got my nose good because it did swell up just a little bit. That was the only place that I was bleeding. And the police come out. They file, you know, the report and everything, and then an ambulance comes out to check me out. They wanted to take me to the hospital because of... Well, what happened, and my blood pressure was actually elevated to 180 over 120, and that's because, you know, I just got the shit kicked out of me, and I'm running on pure adrenaline at that point. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel like I needed to go, because even though I was sore because I just got beaten up by 8 people, I did not feel like anything was broken or anything. I was fully conscious of everything. I was fully aware of everything that was going on. I had strength in my hands and everything, and I was able to flex and wiggle at everything. So they felt that there was no need for me to go, actually, either.
Do you think you'll recognize those kids if you ever see them?
I won't, unfortunately, because like I said, with that initial bash, they knocked my glasses off, and without my glasses, I am completely blind. I'm a blind-ass bitch, and without, you know, my glasses, there's no way I was able to see them at all. All I know is that they were teenagers and they were black. That's all I know.
Mm-hmm. God, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, so went home. It took me a long time to calm down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, thinking to myself, oh, God, you know, here comes the nightmare now. The nightmare, of course, being they got my ID, they got my life, basically. Now I have to go and, you know, take care of so much bullshit. The good news is, is the next day, we get a phone call from a bank. It's a mechanics bank out here in the Bay Area, which was a block away from where the attack happened. And they called to tell me that they actually found my wallet in the bushes.
How could they find it?
The security guard found it. He found it laying in the bushes. Everything intact. Of course, the money that was in there was missing. Mm-hmm. He did say that he found a couple of pieces of paperwork scattered all over the place. He picked those up, and, I mean, majority of them were receipts, but there was a couple of things that were really important. And I was even trying to figure out how they got my phone number, and it turns out that one of the slips that was in there was a reservation form that had my name and my phone number on there.
Okay. Are you sure it's not a trick card? No, it's not.
No, it wasn't a trick card.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. Okay, go on. At least they found it. I mean, that's a good thing that they found it.
Yeah, they found it. And I did not have to go and you know, do the nightmare of going to DMV and getting everything replaced and everything. So, you know, so
that's good.
We got that going on. Don and Drew found out about what happened. Mm-hmm. And out of the generosity of their own hearts, out of nowhere, they set up a fund to help me out.
Yeah, I posted a link to that on the Bear Podcast website. So, yeah, so you got a lot of responses. I mean, I've been reading the message board and I've been looking at the comments, mm-hmm. and I've also been listening to their podcasts, and I've been exchanging emails with Drew, and, you know, he was really concerned. They were really concerned about what happened to you. And
well, not only them. I mean, they called in the middle of nowhere to check on me to make sure that I was okay. And, I mean, they've been calling me. I've been getting messages from everybody who are listeners from the show. And, I mean, it's just the overwhelming support that I have been getting from the Don and Drew show has actually brought me to tears a couple of times. And not only from the people of the Don and Drew show, but there's some special people that are out there that I just, if they had not have been there, I probably would have broke down. And this whole experience, even though something bad happened, made me realize just how much people actually care for me out there. And it was very nice to know. It was very, very nice to know that I actually have true friends out there. Yeah. And people who are concerned about me.
Yeah, I was very concerned. I had to call you, and I was in the French Quarter, part of there.
And then you called me out of Mardi Gras.
And I was just, you know, I was checking my emails on my cell phone, and then I browsed the Live Journal, and I saw you posted that you got mugged. Oh my God! So I just had to call you. I told Mike, something happened to Roy. You gotta call him up. And I had to check on you. What happened? So,
yeah, the thing is though, when you called me, I couldn't help but imagine while you were talking to me if there was some guy flashing his dick or getting his dick sucked, because you did call me from the French Quarter during Mardi Gras.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And I'm sitting here going, please don't tell me there's some guy getting head next to him while he's calling to make sure I'm okay.
Well, somebody there was asking me if I was okay. Yeah, I think people heard that. Anyway, yeah, so, well, it's good. I mean, it's good that you're soon be getting your stuff replaced.
Yeah, if there's anybody out there who does want to help me out helping me, let's face it, I'm in a job situation right now where my pay sucks. It really does. I'm not going to say what the company is because they'll probably sue me if I reveal it. Mm-hmm. But if you want to help me out in any way, the best way to do it is to go to the Don and Drew website, which is Don and Drew. I believe it's donanddrew.podshow.com. We'll have the link to it on the Bear Podcast webpage.
Yeah.
They have a PayPal area set up there. You can click on the PayPal, and in the comments, if you do decide that you want to help me out, in the comments, make sure that you put on there that it's for Fag Fan Roy. Because I'm not known as Excalibur in the Don and Drew universe. I'm known as Fag Fan Roy. Because if you put down Excalibur, they'll be like, who?
They won't know who's Excalibur.
Yeah.
So how about, I thought you had a, did you get a PayPal account too?
I did open up a PayPal account also, but it's still in process of being verified and everything. So it's not official to send it to there yet. So your best bet right now until it does get all fully verified is to just send it to Don and Drew, and they'll make sure that I get the funds. There is some people that I want to actually shout out and say thank you to. First of all, I want to thank to all the listeners who have shown all their concern as well, not only the Don and Drew listeners, but everybody at Bear Podcast also that have sent me, because I've gotten messages from you guys as well. I need to thank Big V Bear of Bear Dar Radio. He's also sent me some money to help me out to get things done and everything, which is great. Thank you so much, Vito. That just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and Vito.
Hey, Nard, it's Big V Bear Vito from BearDar.com. I just wanted to call and say thank you so much, you and Excalibur, for helping me out at the IBR Vendor Fair. It was a magical experience, and yes, the eye candy was amazing, and the vendor area was huge. Anyway, the main reason for my call is I just wanted to let people know about Excalibur. A way to send him money directly is to send it to PayPal to excalibur@gmail.com. So it's excalibur@gmail.com. He just opened a PayPal account because I gave him a little bit of money because I want him to get a brand new state-of-the-art iPod, not just a Nano, to replace his. Okay, so everybody send him a little bit of money so he can get a Generation 5, I believe it is, video iPod. Okay, guys, have a good time. talk to you soon.
Oh my God.
That's Vito. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're gonna get a lot of support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think in this case, I mean, yeah, I have my own, you know, PayPal account set up, but might be best just to set it up to where they do it through Don and Drew.
Yeah, let's do it through Don and Drew. Yeah, guys, just visit Don and Drew at donanddrew.podshow.com. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. donanddrew.podshow.com, I believe. It's either Don and Drew pod. It's either the Don and Drew show at.
Yeah, the link will be on the website. So it's okay.
Yeah, it'll be on the website.
It's all over the Bear Podcast. Yeah. So.
My memory's still a little fuzzy. So
yeah, it's very nice. Thank you very much, Vito.
Thank you so much, Vito. Thank you so much. If you can't get over to the Don and Drew website, and if you want to, you know, send it through my direct PayPal account, you can go ahead and do that. It might take a few days before I can actually get access to it, but you can do that as well. But the best way to where I actually get the funds itself is to do it through Don and Drew.
And who else do you have?
Need to give a thank you to really sweetheart of a guy, Chris, out in Dallas. He's known as DFW Teddy Bear on Bear 411. He's also helped me out a lot, and I mean, I owe him the world, and I just have to say thank you so much, Chris. You've been really there, and mm-hmm. Just keep being yourself. That's all I ask.
Yeah, I hope to see him on TBRU probably. Yeah,
give him a big hug for me. Okay. Give him a big fat hug and tell him that it's from Excalibur.
Okay, I will. Mm-hmm. And who else? Hello.
And yeah, I'm here. Don't worry.
Are you okay?
You haven't lost me. So, just to give everybody an update on how I'm feeling, I'm actually, like I said, I'm very lucky to be alive. There's a little bit of a swelling in my right cheek. That's it. There's any signs of bruises are going away. My neck is a little bit stiff, but not too bad. It's tolerable. The swelling in my nose is gone. And I don't have the wind, I guess is the best way to describe
it.
I don't have. Yeah, I get a little light-winded still whenever I vigorously walk or something. So I guess, you know, I'm still not up to code yet when it comes to, you know, how I was health-wise before the attack happened. Okay. So I have to take it a little bit easy when I do walk.
It's not gas, is it?
No, it's not gas, no.
Okay, it's not gas. Okay.
No, I'm not walking along farting away. No,
okay.
No, it's just that, you know, since my body is healing from getting such a vicious attack, I don't have the energy like I normally do. So it's, you know, it's going to take some time, but I'm doing a lot better.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So, well, I'd like to thank also Down and Drew for really helping you out.
God. That came out of nowhere. It really did. I was just like, the generosity of them and their fans is overwhelming. It really is. And I mean, they just did this out of nowhere, out of the kindness of their heart, and I love them for it. I absolutely love Don and Drew for it.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
All right, who do we have here, Roy?
This is a guy that I actually discovered through Don and Drew, and this is actually a cute little bear cub out in Florida. His name is FLA Bear Cub 77 on Bear 411.
Mm-hmm. Looking at his picture right now, very cute.
He is. He contacted me out of nowhere. I thought I was the only official Don and Drew bear out there, but he came out of the woodworks, and he said that he's, you know, been listening to me for a while, and he just had to message me out of nowhere. And so I followed his link on the message board, which took me to his Live Journal page, and from his Live Journal page I was able to get to his Bear 411 page, and I was like, wow, you're cute. Hello.
Okay, let's read his profile here on Bear 411.
Okay,
he's from Lakeland, Florida. Okay, his website is his Live Journal, Miller Time 77. Oh, cute.
Yeah,
okay,
Miller Time
77. Okay, 28-year-old with brown hair, Hazel Eyes, living in Florida. I am talking to one sexy daddy bear. So for right now, man, I'm off the market. Oh, he's not single anymore. Okay, eyes open to anything fun. I like music, poetry, and photography. Hope to hear from someone soon. Thanks. So yeah, he just updated today. So that's your Wolf What a Bear.
Yeah. Okay, even though he is, you know, seriously talking to, like he says, a daddy bear, you know, he is definitely open to conversation, he says. And,
oh, yeah.
You
know, that's always important, you know.
Exactly.
Just because you're dating or you're seeing someone, that doesn't mean you have to shout out your world. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So, guys, check him out. FLA Bear Cub 77 in Bear 411.
You know, I forgot to mention, there's one other person that I really have to say thank you to. It's Alex out in, right now, out serving in Iraq. He's known as Strange Writing on LiveJournal. I'm not going to disclose how much he sent me to help me out, but he made a significant, let's just say that I'm in total shock over what he did. Mm-hmm. You know, he kept asking to help out any way that he can, and so I said, okay, you want to help me out, I'm not going to be able to, you know, get my glasses repaired because I'm not able to afford that right now. And unfortunately, even though my glasses are under warranty, my glasses have been discontinued and they're unrepairable. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what they can do is they can apply like a 20% discount towards the purchase of my next glasses. So even I was just like, great, you know, these glasses are not even a year old and you already discontinued them, thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but he came out of nowhere and helped me out, and I've been friends with Alex for quite a while now, and I just cannot believe, you know, that he did what he did out of the kindness of his heart. So I want to just say thank you to him again. And mm-hmm. And again, Alex, just get home safely in one piece after you're done with your tour duty out there.
Come back to the U.S., Alex. Hurry. Come on.
Yes, the sooner the better, Alex. Mm-hmm. You've been in Iraq long enough.
Yeah, that's right. And what else? Oh, okay. I have a voicemail here, by the way.
A voicemail?
Yeah, okay. I'll let you listen to this. Okay, hold on.
Hey, Nard. This is Daddy Todd. It was great meeting you at IBR. Thanks for the name check in your latest podcast. You should call me sometime, and we'll talk about bear music, because I don't think it's been covered enough. And I know a lot of bear performers like John Ashfield and Kendall and Elijah Black, and I think they should get more publicity, get more promotion, because I love their stuff. So call me sometime, and we'll talk about it for one of your podcasts. Talk to you later. Bye.
That was Daddy Todd.
Wow.
Yeah, what a surprise. Yeah, I saw him at IBR. I came up to him and said hi. We were was about to get a drink. When he got a drink, and I was about to get a drink, I greeted him, said, "Hello, Daddy Todd, it's me." He said, "Oh, you know what's funny, though?" He said, "Oh, you're shorter."
Oh.
Shorter than, yeah, okay. I was talking to Mike about this. Mike, people here always say that I am shorter, you know, because, you know, they see the videos and stuff. Said I'm shorter. So I was thinking, yeah, you have the height of a podcaster. Yeah, you know, it's kind of the same way, I guess, with that, you have the face of a radio announcer, something like that.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
So I have the height of a pod.
But no, I totally agree with them about, you know, showcasing bear music, definitely. I don't think it's done enough, to be honest. But,
well, yeah, I intend to have, you know, to talk to Kendall. But I already had a featured John Ashfield a few months ago.
Yeah, we had John Ashfield and we had Joshua Lohr.
Yeah, Joshua Lohr. And probably comedians too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, of course, Babalu.
Babalu. Yeah, probably if I could get Kendall on the show, that'd be great. Also, probably if I do call up Daddy Todd, then he could be in the show. And then it would be funny, though. I'll be having porn stars in the show. First, I have you on the show, and then Venice Cub, and then
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs and porn
stars. And Daddy Todd and Babalu. Oh, no, he's not a porn star. Or is he? I don't know. No, he's not.
Babalu is not a porn star, but he does whore himself around on camera. Okay, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding, Bob.
You know I love you, Babalu. I'm just kidding.
Uh-huh. Anyway, okay, so do you have any... Oh, do you have any recommendations?
Yes, actually, this is a podcast that's been around for a while, but I just recently stumbled into it, and I have to promote them. They're great. If you haven't heard them yet, they're absolutely hysterical. They're known as PNS Explosion, and it's three gay guys from Boys Town, as they put it. Mm-hmm. And I just heard my first episode actually today, and they were talking about Whitney Houston on the Olympics as well, and just tearing into her, and they're a riot. They're an absolute riot. If you want a good laugh, I definitely recommend going to check them out.
PNS Explosion.
You can find them at PNS, not the word penis, PNS, then explosion.com. Mm-hmm. So right. We'll have the link on our website to them also, but go check them out. Oh, my God, they're hysterical.
They are. I used to listen to them, but then I just got caught up with so many podcasts that I've been listening to. I'm running out of time. I mean, just so many.
Well, because I met Adam Curry, I felt, you know, that I'm now obligated to have to listen to his show. So I'm listening to, you know, his show now.
Listened to his show, really. But
it's actually very informative. I will have to admit, the Daily Source Code is very informative. So, especially if... You know, sometimes he just, you know, babbles and talks with people, you know, who are out there in the podcasting world. But he does give some helpful tips and everything on how to make podcasting easier. So I would definitely check it out.
I was actually thinking about that, making a probably a post at QPodder and how to do a mobile podcasting the way I've been doing, like in IBR. Yeah, maybe I could share some tips, because all you need is this iRiver. That's all you need. But anyway, okay, this coming weekend, tomorrow, it will start on Thursday night. It's going to be Louie Weekend, Let Us Entertain You Weekend.
Okay, so, I need to ask, just what the hell is Louie?
Okay, it's been running for 33 years now.
Damn, and I've never heard of it. It's just as old as I am.
Okay, that's right. Actually, it happened, I believe this is what happened before. People from Mardi Gras would have nothing to do after Mardi Gras, and, you know, they when Mardi Gras reaches up to Tuesday, so on Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, they don't have anything to do, and they're out of town. Uh-huh. So... this is how I remember they said it went. What they did was to just continue on the party and let people from New Orleans come to Houston and continue their partying in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was locals would entertain the people and entertain these people from Mardi Gras. And that's why it's Let Us Entertain You, I guess. That's what happened. And there's a lot of locals, though. But it's just really, really a fun weekend. And it's more of a leather-oriented run. Can't say it's a bear run, but there are...
Well, there are bears that are in the leather community.
There are bears in it, yeah. There's a lot of bears.
I have a couple of friends who are in the leather community, so...
Yeah, they're coming this coming weekend, and on Sundays they have the show of shows, wherein different organizations play a skit or have a dance number or a song number or a drag show that they would do at here in Houston, and it's just it's just really a fun day. It's just really hilarious.
Cool.
It's they even have commercials on screen. It's run by the Misfits. They would make, comedy commercials. I can't wait to see the comedy commercials. We'll see that. But the highlight also, one of the highlights of Louis is the Texas Pinning.
The Texas Pinning.
Yeah, they pin people. You have a pin. What you do is, you pin a person. How you pin a person? How you do a Texas Pinning? You say hi to the guy, of course, and then ask if you can pin him. And then if he says yes, you open up his belt and, you know, open his pants. And if he's wearing underwear, because underwear is a no-no during Louis, you can tear it off. Rip it off from his pants, okay? Tear off the underwear, and then you'll see the junk hanging out there, and then you start sucking it off until it gets hard. And then when it gets hard, you just put it back in, and then you put the pin at the head part, at the where the head is, and you closed out the pants, and that's how you do a Texas pinning. And it depends on how many pins you get in your pants. Now, if you are really, really friendly, then that's when they will know.
My, I don't have anything to respond to that with.
What can I say? That's a Texas pinning. That's how they do it. I mean,
well,
yeah.
Let us entertain you.
Yeah, really. It's going to happen on Sunday night. And then it's going to be, well, it's coming Sunday. Probably that would, many of the pinning will be happening at Mary's on that Sunday. And probably.
At Hamburger Mary's or?
No. It's called Mary's Naturally. It's really one of the oldest bars in Houston. One of the oldest gay bars. And they say it's a hustler bar, but I don't know.
This Sunday, basically, if you don't want to watch Hot Leather Guys getting head and getting pinned, you can go home and watch the Oscars.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So
Oscars, live oral sex. Oscars, live oral sex.
Probably
how gay do you want to get Sunday night?
That's right. Either way, you're going to be gay.
Exactly. Either way, you're going to be gay. Well, my Sunday, unfortunately, will not be spent watching Hot Leather Guys getting head and getting pinned. I will be watching the Oscars. So it's the gay Super Bowl. Of course I have to watch it.
Yeah, I'll be TVing that. I'll just watch that. But I think we're going to have a party at Oscars party at one of our friends.
Cool.
And we'll see if we get off early from Louis.
Mm-hmm.
From the middle of pinning. If it gets dark, then yeah. I'll be taking videos. I will definitely be taking videos.
Oh my god.
Okay. If I ever get really bad videos, guys, I'm not really bad. I mean really good videos, I guess.
You'll sell them for $9.95 on After Hours on Spectral Vision.
Yeah. But wait, if you call the hotline, you'll get two copies. No, I'm kidding, no. No, we'll just I'll just do that, and I'll do taking video. However, I won't be posting it directly. If you're listening to the, if I get really explicit videos, then I will give directions on the next episode, probably on how to get to the videos. Like, I'll give you a passcode or something.
Basically, if they want to download a porn cast, they just contact you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, something like that. Because I don't like posting it directly like that. It might get Googled or something. So
yeah.
But anyway, okay. So
wow. There's also TBRU's coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, TBR is coming up, and yeah, I'm looking forward to a lot of people. I'm going to meet a lot of people who have been exchanging live journal posts and stuff. And yeah, it'll be fun. It's going to be on the 23rd, is it?
Let me see. Yeah, it's coming up real quick. It's just around the corner, actually.
Yeah, March
23rd. It's less than a month away, actually.
Yeah. I'll be there 24th, that Friday. I'm going to drive in. I'll try to get there early. I always miss the Friday night show there, so I'll try to reach that. That means I need to leave early from work that Friday. But we'll see. It's going to be fun. TBRU. I'm going to meet a lot of people from LiveJournal, and I'll probably get to meet Joshua Lohr and his partner.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yeah. I'll get to see them. And who else? Chris, of course.
And like I said, when you run into him, give him a big hug and tell him it's from Excalibur.
All right, okay.
So before we go here, quick prediction, Maynard.
Okay.
Best picture, Oscars. Who is it going to go to?
I still think it's going to be Brokeback Mountain.
You still say Brokeback Mountain. As much as I would love to see Brokeback Mountain win it, I'm going to still say Crash.
Crash. Mm-hmm.
Crash. That's my prediction, is Crash. Yeah. If neither one of them gets it, I'll be shocked. But I think it's going to
be... Oh, yeah. I'll be shocked. Well, that's my second, actually, Crash.
But I'm going to say Crash. But honestly, as much as I don't think they'll give it to it, I would love to see Brokeback Mountain win. I will do a backflip if Brokeback Mountain wins. That is a guarantee. I will do a backflip.
You might hurt yourself again.
I might hurt myself again. Yeah. So if you hear me call and say that I'm in pain again, that's because Brokeback Mountain won and I did a backflip.
Yeah.
But the next time you and I return, Maynard, it's a milestone. We're going to be hitting our 50th episode.
Yep. Episode 50.
The big 50.
Yeah, it'd be best if you guys leave voice messages. We could play it in that show in the episode 50th. Yeah, it's leave me a voice message, 206-222-BEAR, okay? All right, so I guess we're going to wrap it up now. It's a pretty long episode.
Yeah. Well, we had a lot to cover because this has been... Well, I mean, you were busy with Mardi Gras, you know, and I heard the last episode with the Mardi Gras, and then, you know, while you're out there, I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with here. So we had a lot happen during this weekend, so...
Yeah. That's true. And I still owe, the listeners one more IBR video.
Oh my God, you still have IBR crap.
I still have one more IBR video, but I still haven't posted it. It's uploaded, but it's not yet in the feed, so I have to put it in the feed.
Jesus titty fucking Christ. Oh my God, okay. Well, we have one more IBR video coming.
One more IBR video, but I don't know if I could get it out this weekend or probably next week, and you know, probably sometime next week. We'll see. Monday maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, you guys, if you want to contact me, you can always email me at xcalibear@gmail.com. You can find me on BearDar.com as xcalibear. You can also find me on Bear411 as EDG5574. You can find me, if you are a listener of Don and Drew, I'm Fag Fan Roy on the show. You can find me floating around all over the message board. And again, if you wanted to help me out in any way with getting my glasses repaired or getting my iPod replaced or anything, or if you just wanted to just help me out out of the kindness of your heart, go to the Don and Drew website, click on the PayPal link that's there, and when you make your donation, tell them that it's for Fag Fan Roy.
Yeah, put it in the notes if you're going to do a PayPal donation. Fag Fan Roy. For Fag Fan Roy.
Anyway, yes.
You're such a celebrity.
Wow. Don't say that. No, I'm not.
All right. So, yeah, for me, yeah, email me, guys, bearchaser@bearpodcast.com and visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. Okay, so I guess that wraps it, huh?
That wraps it.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening. Many wolves and many hugs.
Kisses and huggles and snuggles to everybody.